Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Good morning, Cocoa Beach. This is Bear Wozniak, and we're going through the entire catechism again. This is our second time through it. I'm sorry I'm a little bit late. You know, I have my TV show and my radio show, and then I kind of, and then I do this, so every now and then it's not quite on time because we're in the middle of other things, but and sometimes we don't get to do it. But today I'm editing with my son, Shane, and we're working on episode 17 of Long Ride Home, and we were just kind of in the middle of something. I couldn't take a break. But for those of you who are Patreon donors and give at the $20 level, then you get to have this episode as soon as we, as soon as we're done with it. We'll probably be less than 2 weeks now. So if you go to Bear Wozniak, if you go to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure, and you donate at the $20 level, you get an all seasons pass for all of season one, all of season two, and each episode, the director's cut of each episode as it's produced. So episode 17 should be coming out within a couple of weeks. So if you're a $20 or more giver on Patreon, then you'll get that. Okay, so we're working hard to try to get it done. Good morning, aloha. I'm wondering, Dan, can you hear us today? If anybody's having trouble hearing, please let us know. We're in paragraph 44, and we're summarizing the opening of the catechism. We're talking about man's nature. Man is by nature and vocation a religious being. Coming from God, going toward God, man lives a fully human life only if he freely lives by his bond with God. Man is made to live in communion with God, in whom he finds happiness, or we would say bliss. Man is made for happiness. Why do we want to be happy? Because we were made to desire happiness. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be happy, but pursuing happiness doesn't really work. You have to pursue virtue. And of course, part of virtue, the three theological virtues is faith, hope, and love. Having communion with God and living a life of virtue is what brings joy. So as Dr. Ray Guarendi says, life, liberty, and the pursuit of holiness is what brings happiness, even in the midst of trial and adversity. I had a little poem I wrote in college. Happiness depends on happenings. It comes and goes with the tide, but joy comes from the Holy Spirit inside. That was my little reminder to even in the middle of trial, I could have joy. Happiness depends on happenings. It comes and goes with the tide, but joy comes from the Holy Spirit inside. Man is made to live in communion with God, in whom he finds happiness. When I am completely united to you, there will be no more sorrows or trials. Entirely full of you, my life will be complete. Doesn't that sound like St. Augustine? That is. When he listens to the message of creation and to the voice of conscience, man can arrive at certainty about the existence of God, the cause and the end of everything, the final causality, the one who is the pusher that is it, that itself has not first been pushed, as Thomas Aquinas would say. Man can arrive at certainty, it says. So there's no excuse for not experiencing and believing in God. The message of creation and the voice of conscience. You ask someone who's an atheist, about morality, they can only point to the social contract, do no harm. Because if I don't harm you, then you won't harm me. That they just call it a social contract. But why does a social contract even exist? Why do you care if someone purposely ran over someone else? I mean, what do you base that on? Why do you think that's wrong? because you have a conscience and your conscience screams that out to you, probably a seagull doesn't feel that kind of remorse, you know? And so we're made in God's image, and we're made with a sense of right and wrong. Yeah, that's right, John. It's the search for God and the pursuit of God's will that gives us meaning, and meaning is what gives us happiness. That's why I say so many people say, I need to find the perfect career so I can be happy. No, just about any career can make you happy if you're doing it for the right reasons. If you're doing it, you can find happiness, I mean, in any career, as long as you're doing it for the service of your family. Most people's work is not their greatest joy, you know, but it's something that we do so we can serve our society and serve our families. So we shouldn't be looking for, well, if I become an interior design decorator, that I'm going to suddenly find happiness. Your happiness is going to come in the meaningfulness of what you're doing, that you're serving society and you're serving your family. I'm very happy that I love what I do, but probably tomorrow I would be happier if I didn't have to do any more tax returns. John probably would agree. But I do find that I'm helping my family and I'm helping my clients. When he listens to the message of creation and to the voice of conscience, man can arrive at certainty about the existence of God, the cause and the end of everything. So he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The church teaches that the one true God, our Creator and Lord, can be known with certainty from his works and by the natural light of human reason. That's from Vatican Council 1. So the church teaches that the one true God, our Creator and Lord, can be known with certainty from his works and by the natural light of human reason. We really can name God starting from the manifold perfections of his creatures, which are likenesses of the infinitely perfect God. So creatures, in this philosophical sense, would be the water, or the stars, or the sky. Anything that's created is considered a creature, not just a living being. Aloha, Lawrence, glad you're joining us. Aloha, beautiful morning, isn't it? I hope you're referring to the sunrise behind me and not my face. That's a beautiful morning today in Cocoa Beach, Florida. We really can name God. To name someone in Old Testament terminology is to know them and to have a certain sway or power over them. Remember, when the first time God revealed his name was to who? To Moses. And what is his name? Yahweh, which means I am who am, or I am what I am. It can mean either thing. So God is saying, I am existence, I am essence. We really can name God, starting from the manifold perfections of his creatures, which are likenesses of the infinitely perfect God, even if our limited language cannot exhaust the mystery. I know, I remember when I was really young, maybe 20 years old, I was praising the Lord, which is a very good thing to do every day. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. At some point, you don't have words to speak, and you begin to worship him in the gift, you know, in the love language. Koranda da basilia, shondo toko mosiria rana masilia namashanda. When you can't even express it with those words, you can just say the word Jesus. 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 Nothing else to be said. That's the one word. I believe it was Pope Benedict that said this. God has only been speaking one word, and that word is Jesus. That's the word, the word of God, capital W, the Logos. When God said, let there be light, he spoke the name Jesus. It was Jesus who is the Word of God. So even if our limited language cannot exhaust the mystery, our mind can't quite comprehend it, we have a sense of awe and wonder that opens us to that kind of cosmic sense that God is real and that I want to have relationship with him. Without the Creator, the creature vanishes. Without the Creator, without the ultimate cause, there would be no universe. This is the reason why believers know that the love of Christ urges them to bring the light of the living God to those who do not know him or who reject him. I often wondered, why were the early apostles so stoked and fired up about sharing about Jesus? And then I had a personal encounter with him when I was 19. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. When people prayed for me, I gave my life to the Lord. I was at a Catholic, friend's Catholic, person's Catholic home. There was a father, there was a priest there, and there was a few nuns, but mostly laity. And I heard them when they would sing and they would worship, playing guitars in the living room, this beautiful intimacy they seemed to have with God. And I said, I really want what you have. And they go, really? I go, yeah, I really would like that. And they go, well, it's going to cost you everything, so you better really think about it. In other words, they didn't allow me just to make an emotional decision. You better think and you better pray about it. But if you want to and you come back next week, we'll pray for you. And so I did. And when I came back, and after the prayer meeting, we went to a different room, and they laid hands on me, began to pray that I'd be baptized in the Spirit. I would have never expected, never knew it could even happen, the incredible infusion of liquid love that poured into my heart, broke away any chains, any fears, any shame, and just lit me up with the love of God. And from that moment, I haven't been able to stop wanting to communicate the good news that Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. So I can let you enjoy the sunrise a little bit. It's pretty cold down here, Peter Morton. I might be able to, but it's not as windy yet as it's been. I might talk my wife to going on a walk down the beach and go get some breakfast someplace. It's a beautiful day. Melikiliki Maka, please pray for my son and I as we're editing. He does the editing. I just kind of observe and give him ideas. While I'm working, I'm always connected to his computer, so when the next little slice of work that he needs information from me on is there, I can just talk to him over the phone. So we have the phone on almost all day long with each other. It's really kind of cool. Anyway, love you guys, and thank you for praying for us. I don't think I'll be able to be online tomorrow. I might be able to be. It's a traveling day for me. I'll be flying out early. Tomorrow morning, meeting with my friend Jerry Cohn, and then flying back Saturday evening in time to get ready for the cruise, which is on Sunday night luau, and Monday morning we do our cruise retreat, our four-night retreat. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Viva Cristo Rey and Aloha.
Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.